Greetings this morning in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, our Savior, our King, our Master, the Great I Am, the Holy One, the Lord of Lords, the King of Kings. This morning, I greet you in this wonderful name, and I'm here this morning to bring the daily inspirations to you. And you know, it's not of me. I'm not a preacher. I was not raised to be a preacher necessarily. I was raised a very inferior. I grew up as being a very inferior young man, and it's only by the grace of God that I can be here in front of you this morning to bring the Word of God to you. It talks about in 2 Timothy chapter 2, verse 15, it talks about rightly dividing the Word of Truth. So let us pray this morning that I might be able to rightly or correctly divide the Word of Truth to us this morning, that it may be edifying for all of us, and that it may, what does edifying mean? I didn't look it up, but I think it means that we would be, our lives would be enhanced by it, and we would, as far as living godly in Christ Jesus, I think rightly dividing the Word of Truth would help us to grow, and would help us to see things, would help the listeners to see things the way that God wants us to see it. So that's what I desire to do this morning, is to enlighten our hearts, that we would be able to see the Word of God in a way that is right. You know, there are so many different doctrines out there today, so many different teachings, and we know that they can't all be right. So it is so important that we rightly divide the Word of Truth. And even with the translation that I'm using, I will be reading out of the Life Application Study Bible in New King James Version, and the King James people would say, well, this is not the Word of God. It's not right. But I do believe that the Word of God comes forth through different translations, and I am not a one translation person, although I do realize that some translations do contain a lot of error. And I don't want to bring forth error. I want to pray to the Lord now that He would guide us. He would guide my tongue. Our Heavenly Father, this morning, we just bow before You in the name of Jesus, our beloved Savior. And we thank You, dear God, that You have given us the Word. You have given the Word to us in a language that we can understand. And thank You, Father, that it's not in Latin or some way foreign language that we have no idea what it's talking about. But, Lord, You have given us the Word of God that we can be edified. You have given us the Word of God that we might understand what the will of God is. And so this morning, I pray that You would just anoint my lips, that I might speak the truth in love, and that I might be able to bring forth, to rightly divide the Word of Truth, that it may edify, that it may cause people to grow, that it may cause people to walk in the truth. Dear Heavenly Father, I commit this to You, and I pray, dear God, that You would guard my tongue this morning, that I might not speak my own words, but that I might speak the words of God and the very heart of God, So, Father, we just commit this to you in the name of Jesus, our beloved Savior. Amen. Okay, starting in 2 Timothy chapter 2, verse 8. Remember that Jesus Christ, of the seed of David, was raised from the dead according to my gospel, for which I suffer trouble as an evildoer, even to the point of chains. But the word of God is not chained. Therefore, I endure all things for the sake of the elect, that they may also may obtain the salvation which is in Christ Jesus with eternal glory. And then in verse 11 it says, for this is a faithful saying, for if we died with him, we shall also live with him. If we endure, we shall also reign with him. If we deny him, he will also deny us. If we are faithless, he remains faithful. He cannot deny himself. Well, there in verse 11, it says, if we died with him. What does it mean to die with the Lord Jesus Christ? How do we die with him? Well, I believe that's what that means is that we need to die to ourselves. You know, as we go through this life, we have many ambitions and many carnal thoughts and imaginations and all these things. And I believe what it is saying is that we need to lay those things down. Our own, those things that are only for our own immediate pleasure. We need to lay those things down. We need to die to those things. We need to allow our hearts to be cleansed and purified, which is dying. Dying to the world. And so if we die with him, we have the promise here that we shall also live with him. So I'm not saying that we need to deny and refuse all modern conveniences. I think we need to be especially mindful as we go through this life, what is edifying to others? What profits in a godly way? You know, there are many things, many, well, I'll just go out on a limb here, and I will say how I feel about a few things here as far as dying to myself. You know, I don't think it's wrong to play a few games. We can do it together as a family. We can be together, and we can enjoy one another as we play a game. I think that's fine. But you know, if it becomes something that we have to do, and we're just so caught up in it, and it consumes our heart and mind, then I think we need to beware. We need to maybe change our course, because the Bible says that seek ye first. What? What are we to seek first? It says, seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and then all these things shall be added to you. And so what God wants us to do is to consider our ways, whether this is edifying, whether it is profitable, and yes, some playing of games together with a family, that can be extremely profitable. But let us be careful in choosing our games. Let us choose games that are educational. Let us choose games that exercise our mind. And let us choose games that are of even, you know, like Bible trivia and stuff like that. And let us focus on the things of God and not on the things of man. So, yeah, I'm not prepared this morning to focus on any specific games or anything like that. I'm just saying, let's open our eyes. Let's walk in the Spirit and allow the Spirit of God to reveal to us that which is not edifying, that which is harmful for our walk with God. So if we die with him, we shall also live with him. I believe that's all of our desire, that we live with him, not only today, but throughout eternity. Not only in eternity, not only in heaven, but today on this earth, that we can live with him and that he can live with us and we can be guided by him day by day. Okay, in verse 14, it says, remind them of these things, charging them before the Lord, not to strive about words to no profit. Isn't that what I was just saying? That we're not to do things that are not profitable. We're to carefully walk through this life and do things that are profitable. Let me read it again. Remind them of these things, charging them before the Lord, not to strive about words to no profit. To the ruin of the hearers. Okay, it says, talks about words. You know, sometimes we can twist words around and we can say, well, this is what it says. And yet, you know, even if we are sure that we know what the Word of God says, what it means to us, if we are argumentative about it, I think that's what this is saying, that not to strive about words to no profit. If we get into arguments about the Word of God, I believe it is to no profit and it's to the ruin of the hearers. But we should be able to know what the Word of God says and to stand on it. Not an argumentative way, but to stand on the truth of the Word of God. You know, Abraham and many of the old patriarchs, they were willing to die. I'm not saying that Abraham was willing to die for his for the truth, but I believe he would have been if he would have been called to. But many of the old martyrs, they were willing to die for the truth of the Word of God, what they thought was truth. But we need to do it in a meek and humble way. We need to present ourselves in a way that is godly and holy. And if we don't, if we become argumentative about it and just do it for the sake of arguing, then it's certainly of no profit, and it is a ruin to the hearers. Be diligent to present yourself approved to God, a worker who does not need to be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth. But shun profane and idle babblings, for they will increase to more ungodliness, and their message will spread like cancer. You know, there's a lot could be said in these couple verses here. A worker who does not need to be ashamed. You know, if we are diligently doing the work of God, we don't need to be ashamed. Yes, we will be ridiculed sometimes, and we will. People will come against us and say how bad we are, or how, you know, they'll just say bad things about us. But we don't need to be ashamed about that if we are diligently preaching the Word of God. And it says profane, shun profane and idle babblings, for they will increase to more ungodliness, and their message will spread like cancer. So, what does all this mean? Their message will spread like cancer. The ungodly people, it's saying, their message will spread like cancer. And then it goes on to do this very thing that so many people today say, well, don't judge. Don't judge. You can't judge. The Bible says not to judge. And yet, here it says in in 2 Timothy chapter 2, verse 17, it says, their message, these people with idle babblings and profane doctrines, they will increase more and more into ungodliness, and their message will spread like cancer. And then he goes on and says, Hymenaeus and Philetus are of this sort. He names two people, and yet today we have so many people that say, don't judge, don't judge, you can't judge. Well, the Bible says that we need to judge rightly. We need to judge righteously. Excuse me. So, there is a time that we need to say, beware of this person. Beware of that person. But we need to do it in a meek way, in a godly way. We can't just write people off and say, well, hey, forget about him. Don't even listen to him. But if we do, if we judge righteously, and we know that they are preaching a gospel that is wrong, then it is our duty to warn people of them. It goes on to say, who have strayed concerning the truth, saying that the resurrection is already past, and they overthrow the faith of some. Now here it's talking about the resurrection and how that people say that the resurrection has already, Jesus Christ has already come back and it's already past, and they overthrow the faith of some. So there are many ways that people bring forth, especially in this day and age. It's very important that we are close to God, and that God is in our hearts, that the Spirit of God works in us, and we preach the gospel in all its truth. We preach the full gospel, and we just need to really walk close to the Lord, because there are so many variations, so many shades of the gospel out there today, that how are we to know of ourselves? We can't. It must be rightly divided. It must be rightly discerned. And, you know, if we look at all the different shades and colors of the gospel out there today, it could become very confusing. But let us keep our eyes focused on the Lord Jesus Christ. The Lord, it says here in verse 19, the Lord knows those who are his, and let everyone who names the name of Christ depart from iniquity. Let everyone who names the name of Christ depart from iniquity. Let him depart from sin. You know, Jesus Christ has given us everything that we need to walk in victory, to walk in holiness. And he has made that possible for us. So let everyone who names the name of Christ depart from iniquity, depart from sin, and walk in holiness before God. Well, I think it's high time that I quit this morning. I didn't realize that I have taken so much time. Sorry that it went so long. I wasn't watching my time. So, anyway, God bless you, and trust that you can have a wonderful day, and that these words were edifying, and that you were challenged. So, again, God bless you, and God be with you, and trust that tomorrow we can have another message, and that can be edifying. Amen.